They fully paid for the house and you didn't get out.
A seller under a dark cloud of suspicion.
After you got their money and while you were still living in the trailer burned down.
Now she's coming under fire.
Did you ask her for your money back?
We did ask her for the money back.
What do you expect them to do?
I don't expect them to do anything, ma'am.
What is to work out?
The fire was not my fault.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
18-year-old Karina Eastless and her sister-in-law, 20-year-old Brittany Rodriguez, are suing the former owner of their trailer, Angeli Duncan, for the return of their payments.
Order. All rise. It's case number 96 on the calendar in the matter of Eastless Rodriguez versus Duncan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Duncan, you were selling a mobile home. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
When were you selling a mobile home?
Started in January, and the payments were ended in...
Just a second. You were selling a mobile home when? In January of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you find the plaintiffs as a purchaser?
I didn't find them. They found me.
Had you put an ad in the paper?
No, ma'am. I had talked to a neighbor across the street about selling my trailer, and I assume he's the one that spoke with them.
And you agreed on a purchase price?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
$4,000.
When had you purchased the trailer?
2 years prior to that.
From whom?
From Jamie.
Who is that?
A neighbor that moved across the street from us.
And so it's someone that you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much did you pay for it?
$4,500.
How many people lived in it?
Myself and my 6-year-old granddaughter.
Why had you decided to sell it? It's not an answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you decide to sell it?
I wanted to move out of the trailer park.
To where?
To Cabot, Arkansas, where my sister lived.
Did you move into an apartment, a house, a what?
I moved into another trailer.
Which you purchased?
Yes, ma'am.
For how much?
$2,800.
And you got the $2,800 from the plaintiffs?
Yes, ma'am.
The plaintiffs paid you the $4,000 as agreed?
Yes, ma'am.
You were still living in the trailer because your trailer wasn't ready?
Yes, ma'am.
So they had completed their end of the contract?
Yes, ma'am.
You breached the contract by not moving out on time? Yes.
Yes,
you said,
ma'am.
I need more time?
Yes, ma'am.
According to you, after you got their money and while you were still living in the trailer but had removed a lot of the appliances and furniture that was outside, the trailer burned down.
I did not remove any appliances.
Did you remove furniture?
No, ma'am, I did not. It burned up it was smoke damage from the fire.
If I were to run through your name, would I find out that there had ever been any insurance on this trailer?
No, ma'am, you would not.
Would I find out that you had any homeowner's insurance on any property?
No, ma'am, you would not.
What did you do with the other $1,200? They paid you $4,000. What did you do?
I have since spent it staying in a motel until my trailer was ready to move in because we had trouble with the water, with the hot water heater.
Well, what do you expect them to do? The trailer burned down while you were living there. They had already paid for it. What do you expect them to do?
I don't expect them to do anything, ma'am. I didn't breach the contract.
Yes, you did. You didn't move out. When you were supposed to.
I was ill.
I don't care. They don't care. Bird doesn't care whether you were ill. You weren't ill because you were out at the time the trailer burned. I went with my granddaughter to run an errand. Well, if you were out with your granddaughter running an errand, you weren't ill. So the reason that you didn't move out and you breached the contract is because the trailer wasn't ready, because that's what you just started to tell me before. The trailer wasn't ready. We had some water problems. I had to stay in a motel. So it had nothing to do with your health problems. It's that the place where you had to go wasn't ready. So you breached the contract. And while you were in breach of the contract, the home that they had fully paid for burned down. That's your responsibility. That's your bad, madam.
You asked me what I did with the money.
You bought another house.
You asked me what I do with the extra $1,200 is what you asked me, and I was just telling you where I spent the other $1,200.
You said, no, I'm telling you the whole story doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
And you breached the contract. They fully paid for the house and you didn't get out. And you didn't get out because your other house wasn't ready. Then you should, while you were there, and still in possession of their money. You should have insured it because they don't have possession of it yet. You're a squatter. You didn't turn it over to them. Could you just show me proof of payment of the $4,000, please? What kind of work do you do?
Clean houses.
And you?
The same.
And you were buying this for whom?
My mother.
What did you offer them, Miss Duncan? I'm curious. I just want to know what kind of person you are. The house burned down. You spent $2,800 of their money on a new trailer so you could be closer to your relatives. But at that point, what did you offer them? That you had their $4,000, you still had $1,200. So instead of giving it back to them, you went into a motel.
I didn't get the opportunity to offer them anything before lawsuit was brought against me.
Just a minute, when did the house burn down?
On June the 1st.
You mean to tell me they brought a lawsuit before they asked you for any of the money?
Yes, ma'am, they did.
Just a second. Are you telling me? Is that true?
That's not true. We made the lawsuit on June 1st. We went to the court on June 1st when the trailer had burned down.
Did you ask her for your money back?
We did. We did ask her for the money back.
And what did she say?
She said that she doesn't have the money to give to us right now because she needs someone to live. And she would prefer to live in something than to give her money back to us.
Is that in person or on the phone?
No, that was in person. She did not directly tell us. She told the police officer, and the police officer told us.
I have that report, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
Sure. Let me find it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what was said at all.
What did you say?
What did I say?
He
came to me and told me that they had a problem with the money owed, and I said that I would get with an attorney, and we will get it worked out. And the next thing I know, I'm being sued.
We'll get with an attorney and we'll get it worked out. What's to work out? You have to give them back their money. What's to work out?
Right here.
What's to work out? I'm asking you a question. What's to work out? I'll get with an attorney and we'll get this thing worked out. What is to work out?
The fire was not my fault.
I don't care whether it was your fault or that you breached the contract by not moving out. If you moved out when you were supposed to and then the house burned down when they were living there, that would be on them. That would be on them. If the house burned down a day after they moved in, that would be on them. You were living in a house that they had fully paid for. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,000. Outrageous.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
They agreed to allow me the extra time because of the medical conditions that I had.
Very frustrating. We've been waiting like 3 months.
It was 2 weeks.
No, that was not true. She had more than that. She had about 52 days.
I was moving out the day.
We gave her the opportunity to stay there. It gave her the opportunity to give us the day that she said she was going to leave.
The fire department said it was something to do with the mechanical part of the dryer.
It's hers, so she can keep it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Scouten versus Thompson. Step forward.
21-year-old Daria Scouten is suing her ex-boyfriend, 19-year-old Logan Thompson, for the return of her dog and her belongings and for a forced eviction.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in.
You can take the dog out.
You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Scouten.
Ms. Scouten, you and the defendant were in a relationship from when to when?
We were in a relationship from May of 2016 to February 2018.
And you lived together during that period?
Yes, Your Honor.
Starting when?
We started to live together about July of 2016 until February 2018.
When did you get the dog?
We got her of January of 2017.
From where?
The Humane Society in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
When you left in February, I said your case has several parts. One of them has to do with custody of this dog. You left in February.
Of 2018, yes.
And since February of 2018, the lovely dog has been in Mr. Thompson's possession.
Yes, we did have an agreement that I would see her.
Yes, but she's been... Who is this person?
That's my girlfriend, Madison.
What does she have to do with this case?
She's a witness.
To what?
To the care of the dog.
Oh, okay. So now the dog has been with Mr. Thompson February, March, April, May, and June, 5 months.
Yes.
Do you work?
I do, Your Honor.
What kind of work
do you do? I am a home health aide at assisted living.
And when do you work? From when to when?
I'm full-time, so my hours variety, but I work in the morning shifts.
Guys, I'm right now addressing this issue that is so ridiculous for me to have to address, for any court to have to address, the custody of a dog, which you got when you were living together and you shared responsibilities for the dog. Mr. Thompson said he paid the vet bills for the dog.
Yes, ma'am.
You say you paid some of the vet bills for the dog. I don't know. right now have to decide. The dog has been with him for 5 months. You work full-time. What about you, Mr. Thompson?
I work full-time. I'm a business manager of a mobile station and / service shop.
Okay, who do you live with, Ms. Counton?
I currently live with a roommate of mine in Minnesota in an apartment.
What does your roommate do?
She is an EMT.
So she works full-time, too?
Yep.
And who do you live with, sir?
I live with my parents currently.
Do they have a dog?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of a dog do they have?
She's a Shih Tzu Poodle Cross.
Smaller dog?
Yep.
How does the smaller dog get along with Midnight?
Excellent. We have a cat as well. They're best friends.
Are either of your parents home during the day?
During the day, yes, ma'am.
Who?
My mother's home during the day.
Do either you or your roommate have another dog?
My roommate has two cats, no other dogs.
So does not? The answer is no.
No.
Have your roommate's two cats been in contact with Midnight?
No, they have not. I have not been able to see her since March.
Good. She's going to stay with the defendant. Midnight's going to stay with the defendant. It's in her best interest, and since neither one of you have any greater claim than the other. She's been with him for 5 months. Put your hand down. She's been with him for 5 months. She's at home. She has a friend during the day. She's going to stay with him. Now, let's go on to the next part of your case. Return of the dog. That's gone. Return value of items withheld. I'd like you to tell me what items you believe that Mr. Thompson withheld from you.
Besides the dog,
It's not the dog. The dog I'm finished with.
I have a fishing pole there. And
a fishing pole?
Yes, and a kitchen table.
Do you have a kitchen table?
No, not currently.
Where is it?
I sold it.
You sold it. For how much?
$50.
Okay. To whom?
A friend of mine who I worked with for a while. They had moved into a house right next to where I work, and they needed a kitchen table, so I sold it to them for cheap.
Okay. Whose kitchen table was that?
It was both of ours. We actually split it.
You mean you bought it new together?
We split the cost of the table.
How much was the table to begin with?
$200.
Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so you got $25. You have a fishing pole?
All of my fishing poles, yes.
She says she had a fishing pole.
I had bought it for her as a gift.
And if you bought it for her, there's no such word as bought.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When did he move out?
The beginning of May sometime.
And when did we find the new girlfriend?
April.
In April?
Yes, ma'am.
Does she live with you now?
Yes, ma'am.
At your parents' house?
Yes, ma'am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Daria Scouten says, ex-boyfriend Logan Thompson owes for the return of a dog and belongings and a forced eviction. Logan is countersuing for vet bills, adoption fees, and the return of a promise ring.
If you bought it for her as a gift, then it's hers.
Yes, ma'am. She just left it at my house.
Okay. So you're going to return that to her when?
As soon as I get home.
Okay. Great. Fishing pole, $25. And the next thing we're not dealing with, which is a forced eviction. You say he told you to get out of the house. It's not an eviction. That's when you have a fight with your boyfriend. One of you leaves. That's what happens. You left.
We were living with his parents.
I don't care. Oh, so you were living with his parents with Midnight?
Mm-hmm.
With the Shih Tzu.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight has always been with the Shih Tzu.
But I am hearing he is mistreating her, as my witness is here.
Name?
Kayla Rich.
Mistreatment of Midnight.
So I began talking with Logan back in, February.
With who? Don't give her any papers. Just a second. I'm talking to her.
I began talking to Logan back in February.
Who's Logan?
The defendant.
You began talking to him. Why?
We've been friends for about 2 years.
You and the defendant?
Yes.
So you began talking to him and?
In the middle of April, we began a relationship.
You and the defendant?
Yes.
In April, began a relationship?
Yes.
And?
On April 20th, I went to a concert with another one of my friends, and I came back, and Midnight was very high off of weed brownies that he had made earlier that day, and I do have proof of that. So she was high, she was puking all over my apartment. He was staying there in my apartment at the time because his mom didn't want Midnight at her house. So he did move in with me for about a month. And I also have where he was doing other harsh drugs, LSD, acid. So I have proof of that as well. And at a time, he was mentally unstable. He was telling me that he was going to kill himself. And then he went out all night at parties.
And when did he break up with you?
We broke up in the middle of May.
Who broke up with whom?
It was pretty mutual.
So he moved out of your house?
Yes.
And took Midnight with him?
Yes, he did.
Now, let's get back to the marijuana-laced brownies that he had made. And it appeared to you that Midnight had ingested something because she was sick.
Yes.
Did you take her to the vet?
I wanted to do something.
No, not what you wanted to do. Did you take her to the vet?
We did not, no.
Did you discuss taking her to the vet?
We did not, no. I didn't feel like I had a right because it wasn't.
No. I don't care what you feel. You were living together. Did you discuss taking her to the vet?
We did not, no.
Did you have a brownie?
I did not, no.
That day, that evening?
I did not.
Only he did?
Correct.
And from when to when did you live with him?
He moved in. I moved in April 13th. I believe he moved in around the 20th.
And when did he move out?
The beginning of May sometime.
And when did we find the new girlfriend?
April.
In April?
Yes, ma'am.
Does she live with you now?
Yes, ma'am.
At your parents' house?
Yes, ma'am.
Just did a video about, you know, kids that their parents couldn't get out of the house. They finally got him out of the house, you remember?
Yeah.
On the news? It was just on the news recently.
Right.
A 39-year-old man or something couldn't leave his parents' house.
He sued him, didn't he?
Yeah, they sued him to get him out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Promise ring.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening.
I have the receipt for the promise ring.
That you bought her as a gift.
We're just not together anymore, so I don't see it.
That you bought her as a gift?
Yes.
But if it's a gift, it's a gift.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Daria Scouten says, ex-boyfriend Logan Thompson owes for the return of a dog and belongings and a forced eviction. Logan is countersuing for vet bills, adoption fees, and the return of a promise ring.
Okay. From when to when did you live with him?
He moved in around the 20th.
And when did he move out?
The beginning of May sometime.
And when did we find the new girlfriend?
April.
Does she live with you now?
Yes, ma'am.
At your parents' house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did the dog ingest something that you made while you were living together?
No, ma'am, and I'm not sure how she would have even assumed that. She didn't see Midnight that day.
What do you mean she didn't see Midnight that day?
I did not see Kayla, and neither did Midnight that day.
What day?
On the day, April 20th, where she supposedly ingested the brownies.
And how do you know that? Put your hand down. How do you know that you didn't see them April 20th? I don't know where I was April 20th.
I wasn't around at that time. I was living with in my boss's house.
What were you doing in your boss's house?
We had a lease there. I was living there.
Who had a lease there?
Me and my boss.
Okay. Now, I'd like to see proof that you have that Mr. Thompson either negligently or on purpose gave the dog marijuana-laced brownies.
I have a screenshot of our text messages with a date on it of April 20th at 8:10 p.m.
I just want to see.
And, Your Honor, there was also another dog living with him at the house behind his job. His name was Max. It was his roommate's dog. And I actually have a picture as well that that dog got some of it too, so it wasn't not just Midnight.
It said she got some of the oil that I made them with.
Yep.
That's what he said.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She get brownies, and the answer is she got some of the oil that I made them with. Sad, and this is your response? Is this your response? Sad, make her drink water or something.
Yeah,
I... Clearly, you weren't with him.
I was at the concert at the time.
Okay. The dog is staying with him. Next! We have a counterclaim, which we don't even have to entertain. Because money owed for vet bills, you're keeping the dog. Adoption,
yes, ma'am.
Return of a promise ring. All right. Promise ring.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening.
I have the receipt for the promise ring.
That you bought her as a gift.
We're just not together anymore, so I don't see
it. That you bought her as a gift?
Yes.
But if it's a gift, it's a gift. Just like the fishing pole.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Perfect.
More expensive than a fishing pole.
Perfect. Are we done?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $25 in the return of your fishing pole. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Because I'm not getting my dog back when she's being mistreated, clearly.
I'm satisfied with the decision.
He was getting her high. He wasn't mentally stable.
I think it's a vendetta.
It got physical, and I did call the cops on him.
For not to talk about that case.
What he is doing is wrong, and that marijuana is illegal in Minnesota.
I think if they were generally concerned with it, yes, they would have gotten the SPCA.
I just hope that for the sake of her, and I just hope in her best interest that he does treat her better.
Him and Midnight, they have a bond that honestly is like with me and my cat.
There's a time to just start a new chapter.
The dog's in the right home.